Hey, Poppy, what's up? What's going on?
Come here!
What's up?
There's something under my chair!
What?
There's something under my chair. It is breathing.
Talking about Schmeckle?
What?
Yeah, Schmeckle. Yeah, Peter told me that, just like you, there were things in this theater that, like, came to life because of the real butter, and he told me about Schmeckle.
Oh, yeah, I remember him telling me that. Can you open? I think he's under the chair.
Sure, hold on a second. Let me pick this thing up.
Just open it.
All right. Ugh, big chair.
Oh, my God, the smell!
Well, I mean, if you thought that it was going to be roses and sunshine under a seat.
Yeah. Oh, my God. His face is disgusting.
This is one of the many reasons that I'm going to slowly build you into going up to where I live, because it is a cacophony of smells.
Are you looking at this?
I am.
It is like a mass of hair and sugar and popcorn.
It's exactly how Peter explained Schmeckle to me. What's up, Schmeckle? Oh, my gosh.
You heard him?
Yeah.
You can understand that?
Yeah. He said hi, but, you know, rough day. Yeah, you can't understand Schmeckle?
No, he sounds like a goldfish.
I would assume because of the real butter that you all would have been able to understand what you guys are saying.
He's under a chair. He has had no social interaction.
That has to do with sound. Yeah, sound hitting the walls. Maybe you wouldn't hear, but like he's out now. Can't you understand him? Hold on, I'm trying to get him to calm down. Like so what's your deal? Like, is Poppy just always a jerk to you? Really?
What is he saying?
Oh my gosh.
I'm not a jerk.
Hold on a second. No. What, explain to me, like, you're this massive blob, but, like, what are you?
Get a pen or something. Write this down.
Okay, hold on a second. Just let me. I'm going to get my famous pen and my famous notebook that nobody else knows about.
This is BS. This
okay,
is
okay, stupid. Go, Schmeckle. What are you going to say? Okay. Really?
Yes, there is this.
Oh my god.
Oh, come on! He's not even saying anything!
Poppy, for just one second, why don't you just think and empathize?
Whatever!
This may look like a blob of nothing and massive crap under a seat, but just listen to what they had to say. How many faces? How many bodies can you recognize with your eyes closed?
What?
Only by touching them. Have you ever closed your eyes and acted unconsciously? Or loved someone so blindly you could almost feel their energy in a dark room and be moved by the powerful touch of their ideas? This isn't just a massive blob. This is sentience. This is beautiful.
He said that?
Well, I mean, I added the last part, but most of it, yeah.
Oh, my God. He's genius.
Poppy, I mean, you gotta show this blob some respect.
I mean, it smells like garbage.
Well, yes. I don't smell like roses and sunshine either, but, I mean, Schmeckle's got a heart. And obviously, an intelligent life form like this doesn't even need to go to school. Like, obviously, this person, or I guess blob, not a person, has seen some things, done some things. Oh my gosh, you're totally correct, Schmeckle. Listen to this, Poppy. Schmeckle just said there's a difference between knowing the path and walking the path. And he's totally right.
What?
Just for one second, Poppy, just...
You're making this up!
I'm not making this up. This is Schmeckle.
This is a brain-dead blob who doesn't even know how to speak.
Well, you didn't know how to speak before you touched the butter or the butter touched you. I don't know how that worked. That story wasn't really laid out to
touch
me.
Touch the butter? That's like the birds and the bees.
Did you roll? Well, that's not like the birds and the bees that life came to be. It's pretty much the birds and the bees.
I guess, but I mean, I don't understand how you can understand them.
Well, I mean, it's not that I understand it. I'm just, you know, I guess I'm just not judging, and therefore I can hear it on different terms. I don't know. Maybe I had some of the real butter.
But,
wait, no, you know what? I'm allergic to butter. That can't happen.
Allergic to butter?
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to say something else.
Well, what's up, Schmeckle? Wow, that's incredibly profound. It's a very good point, Schmeckle.
What is it?
Well, I believe what Schmeckle said, if you'll just allow me to say this the way I can. You have the look of a man who accepts what he sees because he's expecting to wake up. And ironically, that's not far from the truth. Poppy, you're seeing something that you can't really understand, and the first thing you're doing is just freaking out about it.
So I should get off of his face right now?
Wait, what? Hey, Poppy, what are you doing?
He's squishy. It's like a trampoline.
Jeez, Poppy. Schmeckle has feelings.
Oh my god, there's a jelly bean on here. I think,
Poppy.
It's a blue one. It's my favorite.
Don't take it
off. It's my favorite.
Oh, Schmeckle. Oh my gosh, Schmeckle. Are you in pain? How
no,
do you
he's
feel?
Not in pain. He just wants me to give him
Poppy,
a jelly.
Did I ask you, Poppy?
Oh my gosh,
Poppy,
it's a blue
did
one.
I ask you?
It's the best
did
flavor.
Did I ask you, though, Poppy?
It's blue flavor.
Did I ask you?
I got it off, so it's mine.
Okay, I'm going to try that trick later, but it won't work. Wow. It's a very good point. We live in a world where there is more and more information and less meaning. Doesn't need to understand how someone could be as cruel as you, Poppy, sometimes, but I know it doesn't matter because you're so adorable.
This jelly bean is delicious.
Hey, stop. I wouldn't eat that. Oh, God, it's probably really old, too.
Yeah, it's giving me a funny tummy.
Oh, Smeckle.
I don't feel good.
Smeckle, I think I'm going to get Poppy out of here, and we're going to leave you alone and let you do your thing. Do you want us to put the seat back down? What?
Hey, guys!
What's up?
We need to do the Buttercast! What are you doing in the auditorium?
Poppy's showing me something, and I'm trying to show Poppy something profound.
Oh, is it Schmeckle?
Yeah, it's Schmeckle.
Yeah, that guy's awesome, isn't he?
Schmeckle's great.
Oh my gosh, he gives me the best advice.
You can understand Schmeckle?
Yeah, yeah. Schmeckle, what should the Buttercast be on?
What's up, Schmeckle? What should the Buttercast be on?
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves? I love Keanu
Reeves.
Did he
say Keanu Reeves?
He totally said Keanu
Reeves.
You guys
are playing me right. This is stupid.
Why is it stupid, Poppy? You're not a Keanu fan? You're not down with the Reeves?
Well, hang on a second. I love Keanu.
You don't believe in the Reeves?
We believe in the Reeves.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're going to talk about Reeves then.
All right, let's talk about Keanu Reeves.
We're going to talk about Keanu Reeves, Schmeckle. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Schmeckle.
It's a great suggestion. Thank you for the advice. I'm going to come back anytime, right?
I'm watching you, Schmeckle. I really don't believe that you are, smart, so...
Well, Smeckle, do you want to keep Poppy away? No? That's beautiful. Beautiful, Schmeckle. He says he prefers dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. Poppy, you better watch your back. It looks like someone's got the stand-their-ground rule on their side.
He's a face! He doesn't even have arms! I'm leaving! Let's do the Buttercast!
Now, Poppy, don't be such a jerk
about
this.
No, I want to do the Buttercast right now!
Schmeckle, I'm sorry. You're ugly and he's adorable, so I gotta go with him, but you just chill. Right here, under the seat.
Okay.
To you too.
Real.
Butter.
I see dead people.
I thought you weren't insane anymore.
Yeah, I'm actually a thing. I'm a being.
My eyeballs could have been sucked from their sockets.
Maybe it'll all just go away. Like a bad dream.
I doubt it.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Still coming to you from the entirely empty employee break room of the quiet and quarantined Theater Brothers Theater on the garbage-strewn outskirts of a minor locked-down American city. This is the Real Butter Buttercast.
Hello?
Hey, is this Peter?
This is Peter.
Hey, everybody, it's the Theodore Theater on the Real Better Better Cast with my co-stars, Peter.
Wait a second. I'm a co-star? Does that make me like...
Yeah, you can be the co-star.
Does that mean I can go into the hospital room when something bad happens? Or is that another thing?
No, you can You can be there, I guess.
I'll check the legal papers on it later, but I'm happy to be here.
All right, I'm Peter Theater.
I'm Alex, the projectionist.
And I'm Poppy.
Hi, Poppy.
Hey. Schmeckle said we were going to do Keanu Reeves.
Schmeckle suggested Keanu Reeves would be the topic we talk about today, yeah.
Yeah, Theo, do you want to talk about Keanu Reeves?
I guess so. I wasn't really prepared, but if Schmeckle says so, then I'm going to roll with it.
I mean, yeah, Schmeckle's almost always right.
Schmeckle certainly has a connection to the universe that none of us can really at this point.
Oh, come on!
Poppy, you just have to, you know, hang out with Schmeckle more, shoot the breeze.
He smells like poop.
Yeah, where, you know... That's something you're going to have to get used to. My assumption is many things here probably don't smell great.
Whatever
indeed.
All right. Well, Poppy, I think you should take a knee or something, cool off a little bit while we talk about Keanu Reeves, unless you've watched some.
Well, I saw that, he starts, like, killing everyone because his dog died.
You saw John Wick?
Yeah.
Did you see one, two, three, or just one?
There's a third?
There are three of them, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's called Parabellum.
No, I just saw the first one and then the second one.
They're all three really good.
I've heard he's really nice in real life.
He has been known to be a very nice guy, yes.
Which I don't really understand, because how can he be killing people and then he's also nice?
Here's the thing, Poppy. There are some things that you watch that are totally real.
Like Star Wars.
Like Star Wars, like the MCU. Totally like Star Wars. But there are also some things that are performed by actors. And this guy we're talking about today is an actor. His name's Keanu Reeves, and he plays certain roles. And John Wick is a role that he plays. The point of the movie is that all the people he's killing are actually having a fun time pretending.
It's fake, Poppy.
It is fake, and they're having a great time.
Wait, so he didn't kill all those people?
No, they're pretending that he's killing those people to tell a story.
He's lying there. I like Keanu.
But...
Can't say that.
The Matrix is real.
Really?
Yes, the Matrix is real.
Wow.
Yes, Neo is real. Guys, we gotta think of other ones.
This is unhealthy.
Speed is real. Speed is totally real. Yes, there was really a bus in LA that exploded, and then right after that, another bus. To keep from exploding, a cop that looked exactly like Keanu Reeves got on that bus, and helped a woman that looked exactly like Sandra Bullock drive that bus above 50 the entire time until they drove it into an airplane after they got the hostages off. It was all on the news, Poppy.
Yeah, I saw it. It was on that one news channel.
So, you know, some of this stuff is real.
That was a little bit before Poppy's time. It was back in the 90s.
It was, but, yes. Yeah. Big deal. It was everywhere. Mm-hmm.
You know, just in the last 2 minutes, I've worked up a really great Keanu Reeves quiz, just purely out of my memory. So whenever you guys are ready to play that, just let me know, and we'll see who's really the biggest fan here.
You know, I wouldn't challenge me. I'm actually pretty knowledgeable when it comes to Keanu Reeves.
Oh, we'll have to go deep then.
Ooh.
Is that a reference to a movie that I don't know? I'm really scared now.
I just go along with it.
Oh, man. You're afraid of
Yes, that's right, because Keanu has played a wide variety of characters, from Johnny Utah to Jonathan Harker to Don John to Johnny Mnemonic to John Constantine to John Wick.
A lot of J's.
That is weird.
A lot of Johns.
A lot of J's and John. What did he... he was Ted Theodore Logan.
That's true. Oh. He was Ted Theodore Logan, and not only in two films, but also in a short-lived animated series.
That's right, he did all 13 episodes of the animated series. That's very true. I do remember that.
Bill and Ted Excellent Adventures in 1990.
Yes, he and Alex Winter are very proud of that project. They worked very hard to get it back, and apparently they're making another one. It was supposed to come out this year, but they may put it back.
Yeah, he's got a lot of interesting sequels. He's working on John Wick 4.
Yep. I forgot about that.
So John Wick 4 was delayed because he's making The Matrix 4.
Yeah.
And also Bill and Ted Face the Music, which is in post-production. So they finished filming it. They Bill just need Ted those little editing twerps to finish putting it together.
Yeah, I think probably my favorite... We talked about him being really nice, and I know I've seen this movie, but I don't believe I was the only one who watched the movie this week. There is a movie he made called The Watcher. Now, I know Peter's going to talk about the movie itself, but I'm going to talk about the history of this movie that I don't think Peter knows about.
Yeah, go it. Do it.
In my time upstairs, I like to, you know, when I watch a movie, go in the history of it, and that usually takes about a lot of investigating, maybe 2-3 days. Maybe I'll leave the theater, and I'll just have, you know, the projectors keep going, and I'm pretty sure, like, that's why a lot of the bulbs are breaking and the equipment's going bad.
Really?
No. And I don't look into that. I would say, while I was doing research on this movie, it turns out that Keanu Reeves, in the early 90s, did some music videos, and he met with a guy who had this idea for something, and he asked Keanu if this idea ever became something, would Keanu do it? And he could get it in writing. And Keanu, being the nicest guy that he was, said sure. And then years later, this guy rode the Hollywood executive train to pitch meetings with this film connected to Keanu Reeves' name. And he said, I'm going to make this serial killer movie about a cop who is trying to catch a serial killer, doesn't, and decides that he's just going to give up and go to another city and explain his problems to a therapist. And the serial killer doesn't have it. He goes to the city, starts killing again, kidnaps the therapist, and the cop has to save the therapist. Keanu Reeves plays the serial killer. And somebody said yes to this. And Keanu didn't want to do it anymore. He was a huge star by that point.
It was so obvious.
And he just didn't want to do it. So he was contractually obligated to do it, and he didn't want to fight. He didn't want to put a bunch of people, like, there were people connected to jobs. He knew he was going to have to do it. So in the performance of the movie is one of the most insane, I don't give a crap about anything performance of a villain ever. He is having a ball because he knows this is the worst thing he's ever going to be in, and no one's going to care. It's wonderful. And Peter, I believe, saw it this week.
Yeah, I just watched it recently. One of the main things that I actually wrote down so I didn't forget. You know, in the stereotype when you're looking through a murderer's, like, point of view, it's like heavy breathing.
Oh yeah.
And like looking through a bush or something. Mm-hmm. In this case, it looked like a separate recording, okay?
Yes.
So it looked like a VHS.
Mm-hmm.
Later on in the movie, I realized that his character wasn't recording anyone.
Nothing.
He just sees in VHS.
He sees in really grainy, crappy digital footage.
Yes.
It's hilarious. He doesn't see the world right, guys. It's broken. It's fuzzy. This is what he thinks is right.
I was so confused. I had to pause it and just laugh for probably 10 minutes straight because I was like, it doesn't even make sense.
It's the equivalent of, like, the first, if it's a 2-hour long movie, and I don't remember if it is or isn't, but for the first hour and a half, it's a really bad Criminal Minds episode. And then at the very end, it's like 30 minutes of the best, most annoying, like, insane, crazy season finale of Criminal Minds, where, like, one of the detectives get kidnapped by some celebrity guest star who's been, like, following him all week. Like, there's a Criminal Minds where I think the guy with long hair got kidnapped by Audrey Plaza, and they had to, like, go in her mind and have a dinner there, and I was like, this is so much like The Watcher. It's not even funny. And, like, the worst thing about Watcher outside of that is the horrible nu metal that is played throughout the movie.
Yes! Yes! Like, oh, the soundtrack.
Rob Zombie got a lot of play here.
Oh,
a lot of play,
man.
In this movie. A lot of digging through ditches and burning through witches. It's a terrible movie. It's one of my favorites because it's just...
And he dances all the time. It's so weird.
He dances a lot. He's not John Travolta, but he's going for it. It's amazing. It's such a boring movie until he shows up, and then it's wonderful. And then it's just the greatest
thing. Couldn't get enough.
Because he doesn't care.
No.
I feel like the director was like, be more scary, be more crazy. He's like, sure. And then the camera would turn on. He did whatever he wanted.
Yeah, he was like a goofball.
And then everyone on set just couldn't say anything. And the director was like, print. And then Keanu was like, because I'm Keanu Reeves. It's the greatest.
Yeah, I would assume he would play a good murderer, serial killer.
He has played villains before.
Right, but in this setting... In this tone, in his mindset, it just...
He doesn't care. No. He's like, in his mind is, I'm being crazy.
It doesn't seem like it at all.
But it's crazy. He did play... The only other time he played a real villain was in the movie that he directed. The only movie he's ever directed called The Man from Tai Chi. And it's just about a guy who performs Tai Chi, gets sucked into an Enter the Dragon type tournament from an evil guy, Keanu Reeves, and the guy is forced to take down the organization so they will leave him and his temple alone. It's very earnest. It's not great. It's good, but it's earnest. And he plays a good villain. But he's also somebody who's preoccupied by every decision that has to be made on set, and you can tell.
Yeah. Oh, did you see, it was one of his earlier ones, My Own Private Idaho.
I did. That is the only one that I have not seen. For years, I've been putting it off. I like the director, and I like Keanu, and I always knew it was a weird movie, and I didn't know how to, like, view River Phoenix yet. I only knew him from Stand By Me and Indiana Jones for the longest time. And then I took the time this week to sit down and watch it. I really liked it. I really thought it was great. I honestly think that when it comes to Keanu, when he's by himself and he's, like, trying to do Shakespeare or trying to talk to the camera or monologue or just something like that, it's not great. But when he's bouncing off somebody who is great, they get the best out of him. Because the best scenes in My Own Private Idaho is when he's acting with his best friend, River Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
When he's trying to do the whole, like, I'm on the cover of a magazine bit, or when he's trying to do the whole wandering around doing the monologue about stealing the money from their friend. But when he's in the cafe with River Phoenix and they're just talking, I'm like, where's this Keanu been? And then it reminded me of him with Sandra Bullock in Speed. And how they would go with that relationship, or him with Winona Ryder, all the way up to Destination Wedding. Like, if he's with somebody who either he's relaxed with or is really good that they can get the best out of him, he can be a great actor. But they also tapped into something special when he just shuts his mouth and is brooding with John Wick. Like, they really nailed something there.
Right.
But My Own Private Idaho...
That was a heavy one.
It was heavy. I didn't expect the ending because I don't know Shakespeare, and apparently it takes from a lot of Shakespeare.
Oh, really?
Apparently it's Henry the Fourth and Fifth.
Oh,
and I had no idea.
Oh my gosh.
They say a lot of Shakespeare when the big guy is around, he's supposed to be Falstaff. Bob's around, he's supposed to be Falstaff.
And they do
so much Shakespeare. Flea's in there and he's
you
doing Shakespeare.
Blow my
with
mind.
Him. I didn't know this walking in. And then the other half is pretty much Midnight Cowboy of Mice and Men, kind of a thing.
Yeah, I can
But yeah, I didn't know the Shakespeare either. So I didn't know how it was gonna end with Keanu. And Keanu's like, cold-blooded.
Yeah, man.
Cold-blooded.
That was a side of Keanu that was
cold as ice.
Yep.
The Shakespeare that influences is the Henry the Fourth trilogy and a bit of Henry the Fifth.
Yes.
And basically, Keanu would be playing the Henry part, where he's in Henry the Fourth, he's a young prince who runs around having fun, and then... When his father dies, it's his turn to become king, and he cleans up and starts flying straight.
Oh my gosh!
That is basically Keanu's part in the movie, but the other half is River Phoenix going through this basically James Dean story of him trying to find out where his mom is and where she is, and in the meantime having like every single horrible thing ever happen to him, including falling in love with his best friend who ends up falling in love with somebody else, and they just like bang over his head for like 3 days
straight.
Oh my gosh,
it was so painful, so rough.
It's very hard for him. So yeah, it's like it's a very odd combination of Shakespeare and John Steinbeck.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And then Gus Van Sant, the director, would go on to make like Good Will Hunting and Finding Forrester, which I actually genuinely like. But yeah, Keanu's got
punch
some
the
crazy
key.
Stuff. I'm sorry, what?
Punch the keys.
Punch the keys, you're the man now, dog.
There was another one that I watched forever ago, and then I recently watched it again. What is it? A Scanner Darkly.
Scanner Darkly. Yeah, Richard Linklater.
I watched that so long ago. I don't think I ever finished the movie because it was... I don't know.
It's aimless.
For
Yeah, and it, I would say in that regard, it's very true to the book. Yes. I actually reread the book recently, and it kind of does just wander around. I mean, it is about a bunch of drug addicts,
you know,
who kind of just monologue a lot and just space out.
Now,
yeah, so, okay, good. Well, okay. So, Theo, when was the first time you read it?
Years ago. I don't like to. I mean, Peter and I are quite old, so I don't.
Well, I have no really idea like how old the book is. Like, but I don't know how old the book is. I mean, I just picked up the Bible. Pretty good, guys. Got to say, crazy stuff happens in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta be honest. Somebody left it up there and I read it one day, like in one day. Okay, I didn't really read it. I mostly just kind of scanned it. There's this thing where you like roll your fingers over a page and you can apparently read
like
a book.
Braille.
Yeah. No, like they call it speed reading, but you're also supposed to actually speed read doing it. So I really don't think I read the Bible.
I do that just in general and then I never retain what I read.
Somebody told me that once and I feel like that's exactly what that is.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't think it really works.
No, maybe I didn't read the Bible then.
Well, the thing is about Scanner Darkly.
Yes.
That I think the film is narratively pretty close to the book.
Okay.
I don't really understand why they did the rotoscoping animation effect on everything since nothing really weird happens.
It was just an artistic choice.
Richard Linklater had made two movies, certainly one, I think, before then with the rotoscope and was a fan of it. But also, that's how he viewed the mindset of how just addicts would view the world in general. Always stoned, always blurred, always morphing. It, like, he wanted to use a algorithm of different drugs, but the one that he felt affected it the best was LSD. Because he knew a lot of people who would just, like, take shrooms and LSD all the time. So they never really saw the world right. They never really had a grip on things. Their paranoia was always extreme.
And that makes sense with the scramble suits, too.
Yes, that they had. Yeah. Like, the constant moving in motion and molding of things. There is no real silhouette.
Like, private agents that had suits that would just scramble their faces and clothes, and they would always be changing.
Yeah, that's the Waking Life was the first time he did it, and it's basically just little vignettes of going through these people's lives in a city, and there's no real grasp on it, and everybody pretty much is talking like they're on shrooms and LSD already anyway, so I feel that's just where he kind of came from, and it's all the way back in his first film, Slacker, just like, I think he eventually just carved it and nailed it down and perfected it, and that's how we got Dazed and Confused, and then he took other methods to go different ways, but I think...
All right.
I think the great thing about Scanner Darkly is you have four amazing actors coming together kind of like as these different characters.
We got Robert Downey Jr.
Woody Harrelson, Keanu, and Winona all getting together to perform these different mindsets. And you have these people who've been in the industry for so long and have these histories of watching people in their generation go down. Like River Phoenix died the night that Keanu Reeves was there. Winona Ryder went through a bunch of stuff with Johnny Depp. Robert Downey Jr. is Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
And Woody Harrelson is, you know, was prominent with marijuana for a long time until recently he quit just for health reasons. So, like, they'd all have seen these what drugs can do to people. So to watch them all perform these characters in a world where that hope is gone, in a city where everyone's an addict.
Yeah, it's like near future city.
No one can trust anyone. And, like, Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder have their own manipulative ideas to it, only just so he can be a sacrificial pawn, and it all has...
That was messed up,
dude. So I really do think it's a stronger version of what Linklater, you know, kind of sheepishly did in his early films, and I think it's sort of like chaos and real life honed down a little bit more. I haven't seen Everybody Gets Some, but I feel like that's the last time he really did that.
Huh, okay. Well, it makes me feel better that the book was kind of the same area.
Oh, the book, like... That's the thing. I didn't really... I think by the time I watched the movie, I kind of had enough of that story from reading the book. Like, the book was good, but, like, they... You know, Philip K. Dick also wrote a book called Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep?
Yep.
Oh,
yeah. And they famously remade that into Blade Runner.
Uh-huh.
And they, you know, a lot of people like that movie, obviously. And what made it successful, I think, is that they reshaped a kind of strange, very contemplative book into a entertaining film.
Right.
And, you know, obviously, like, the purists for Philip K. Dick are going to say, well, you can't change anything. But, I mean, like, his books, they're not movies. They don't have that same kind of structure, and they don't always hold your attention. If you're not into it, then it can kind of just, you just start spacing out.
A lot of it is about textures. And the thing is, I never liked Blade Runner for the longest time.
Really?
I like film noir. It's one of my favorite genre. It's moving and it's got a great soundtrack and it's got great moments to it, but I never responded to it for the longest time. And then when the sequel was coming out, I was like, fine, I'm going to give the final cut a shot. And I did. And I was like, okay, I get it now. And then I did some research and Philip K. Dick got to see about 20 minutes before he died and he had very much enjoyed it. And I sort of like,
whoa.
I understood it when you take the narration out that the setting, the scope and the look and the vision of it, that is what the story was for Scott. That was basically what he was going for. Like, he wanted the narration out so that they could have the film noir aspect, sure, but mostly he's telling the story of this world through the sets, through the buildings, and through, like, very small snips of dialogue. And then towards the end, it does get very action-based when there's, like, Daryl Hannah jumping all over Harrison Ford's head. And there's also a lot of improv and, like, clay that's still being molded when you have a guy make up an entire monologue or a couple of lines at the end of his speech and change the entire way you feel about his character and how that movie goes. And
that was improv?
Rutger Hauer certainly improvised the line, memories fade like tears in the rain.
Whoa.
The most famous line from the movie.
So cool.
And totally shapes the way that you view that character.
Oh,
and
for sure.
The fact that he saves Harrison Ford's life at the end. Those elements are there, but I never responded to it because I wasn't responding to the visual language of it because of its pace. And then years later, I was like watching movies like Jerry, where it's just Matt Damon and Casey Affleck walking through the desert for 2 hours. Nobody should like it. But I don't mind that now, just sort of the hypnotism that comes with sort of staying with the scenery. And I think that film holds up set design and production design wise. It's not my favorite movie or favorite sci-fi movie, but I've certainly come to respect it for what it's done and what it was trying to say as a visual piece of language.
Well, you know, in the Keanu sphere, I would argue that the trippiest, weirdest movie he's been in is Babes in Toyland from 1986.
Oh my gosh, I haven't seen this, but I've seen clips of this.
I haven't seen it either.
It is truly frightening. It has a young Drew Barrymore in it.
That's right.
It sort of comes into the realm of Toyland.
There's this thing they did in the late 80s where they were doing stuff like a Wizard of Oz sequel, and they were doing these stories like this, but it was an opportunity for them to make basically creepy-looking things for kids. Like, the sequels to H.R. Puff and stuff were things did not.
The drugs
took them to bad places and the puppets got weird. So, yeah, Babes in Toyland has some weird imagery in it.
Totally forgot about that.
But he's totally about it. He's totally happy to be there.
Oh, my gosh. That's
Peter, I'm going to send you this picture from Babes in Toyland.
Please do. That reminds me of another. It was a smaller role he had that Alex recommended to me, which I got the piece of paper out, a receipt that was from 2 years ago.
Holy crap.
Freaked.
So you do remember when I was hired. Okay, yeah.
I do. I had to dig it out, but...
Yeah, I've been up there a long time.
Yeah. That movie...
Freaked! Freaked! The movie Freaked!
Keanu is a dog man in that one.
Yes! Okay, so... All right.
Let's talk about
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure happens. Him and Alex Winter become stars. Alex Winter... has a friend already who he works with, a director. I forgot his name. It's like Tom something. And they would go on to make a show on MTV that, a sketch show. And it lasted maybe 10 episodes, something like that. And MTV canceled them. But Paramount owned MTV at the time. They said, look, guys, you still got some clout. You still got some money. How about we make a movie instead? So Alex Winter and this guy got together and made a movie called Freaked. It is amazingly weird. It's awesome. It's one of my favorite cult movies. It's genuinely funny. Genuinely misguided, super gross, and just great. Like, it's dated in its jokes, but there's also
some of those things.
So good.
I would agree.
At the point that this movie came out, Keanu Reeves was way bigger than Alex Winter because of Point Break. But Alex Winter still wanted Keanu in it. So Keanu was like, what do you got? And he's like, all these characters are mutants at a carnival, and they perform because they're prisoners. And what do you want to be? And he goes, I want to be a dog man. He goes, what? He goes, I want to be a dog man.
That was his idea?
He's like, put me in full dog makeup so no one can see my face and no one can know it was me. And I can just be Ortiz, the dog man. And he's totally in it.
That was his idea?
Totally in it.
Oh my gosh.
He's not in the movie entirely. He's in for like a half an hour because in the middle of it... He is the leader of the freaks, but then the freaks try to escape. And in the middle of their escape, a squirrel runs by and he sees it and then chases it for the rest of the movie. Yes. And then at the very end, when they all become friends again and they're all like, you did it! He comes into frame in the same outfit and he finally catches the squirrel and he's like, hey guys! And he throws the squirrel. He's like, hey, we're all free! And I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever. Please guys, if you just watch Freaked. Freaked is the greatest thing ever.
I'm looking at the eyeball man walking around.
It's so great.
Rasta eyeball man.
The Rasta eyeball man. He has to convince him. He's like, if you go out there, you'll get murdered by these Rasta eyeballs. And he's like, I don't believe you, squirrel. And then, it's great.
Come out with like machine guns.
Mr. T is in drag. John Hawks, who would later become like a prominent, well-known character actor, is like a guy. He's the cowboy because he's actually a cow/man. And then there's a guy who's a human worm. And then Gilbert Gottfried is Sock Man.
Yeah.
I love Gilbert Gottfried. No, not Gilbert Gottfried. Bobcat Goldthwait, who is one of my favorite directors of the last few years. He's made some of the weirdest, most disgusting stuff. Guys, I'm going to be honest. I watch crazy stuff upstairs. Every Friday and Saturday night, I find the grossest movie I can watch, and I watch it.
Is that what those noises are?
Absolutely. That is me after the movie, and I won't explain that, but the movies themselves are pretty loud, and I'm sorry about that.
No, I mean, like, your body was making noise, like you were regurgitating something.
I mean, my favorite movie is The Fly, 1986 style, baby. And The Thing.
I'm glad
and Society. And if you don't know what I'm talking about with Society, check out Society.
Check it out. Check it out.
But anyway, Freaked, yes. Keanu Reeves and Alice Winter, they've had a great relationship ever since. That's why they're still making the new one. It's basically their script with the same director. But he was so happy to play it. I sent Peter the clip of him in the movie playing it, but then I sent him a clip of 8 minutes of him in every scene in the movie going through the rehearsal. He is so happy to play this Dogman character. He's so excited. You're just watching a young, early 90s Keanu Reeves.
He's so happy.
Talking like this Dogman. It's
great. He's so into it.
It's wonderful.
It's actually free on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
So you have no reason not to watch it.
Freaked is on YouTube. I want people to go buy it and all that stuff. But yeah, some very nice person put the entire Blu-ray copy on YouTube, and you can watch it. Because Freaked is amazing.
It's so lovely. Mm. He plays another...
It's funny you say that about the Dogman thing, because from what I've seen, Keanu, generally money's not his primary motivation making a movie. Like, for instance, with... The Devil's Advocate, he took a pay cut so that Al Pacino...
Absolutely.
So they would have enough to afford Al Pacino, because he wanted to do a movie with Al Pacino.
Of course.
And he did the same thing in The Replacements. He took a pay cut so that they could give it to Gene Hackman.
I didn't know that.
So he could play the coach, yeah. Like, he's making the movies because he wants to make the movies. So even if they're terrible, there's something in it that he's interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, like, they offered him Speed 2, that was, they were dangling like $11 million or something,
oh,
and he read the script and he said, wait, it's on a cruise ship.
Yeah, I've been through the history of Speed 2 before, and who wrote that, so yeah, he looked at that and was like, no thanks. And that was also around the time, I think 1997 is the most interesting, 1995 to 97 is very interesting, because you have movies like Ahead in the Clouds and Chain Reaction. But in 1997, that's when he got the Matrix call. That's when he had to spend 3 years making this movie, and four if you count marketing. So like that, such an interesting decision for him to be like, I don't know where he would have gone if he did not made the Matrix.
Oh my god!
And what movies he would have been making? Because after the Matrix, he just went. He's like, I'm gonna make The Replacements. I'm gonna make Hardball.
Right.
I'm gonna make
that'd be a totally different universe.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the 2 years to make the sequels. And then after that, he could do whatever the hell he wanted to.
Yeah.
It took 10 years for him to make the movie that he directed. And in between that, he made Side by Side, where he was the guy interviewing all those directors.
Yeah, that's when I couldn't watch it in time.
It's only on Tubi, I think, right now. But yeah, like, he made a documentary about...
I think it's on Netflix.
Is it?
Yeah, I saw it on Netflix. Mm.
I don't know where you can find it now, but it's a documentary where he interviews, like, Scorsese, David Lynch, bunch of people, Spielberg, all these directors face-to-face about the transfer from film to digital and how they're dealing with it. And that was probably, like, 10, 15 years ago. So, like, it kind of matches their ideas and their thinkings, and then you can look at their stuff later and be like, well, Scorsese made Hugo, and Spielberg made... God, oh my God, I've already forgot it. What was the one with the people could go to the world?
What?
He made it the same time as The Post?
I have no idea.
Oh my God, what was it? Oh man.
Wait, I'm sorry, which one was it? Scorsese?
No, Spielberg. It was the Spielberg one that he just made about people going, it was like, they go to the world and the guy made a key and people are looking for the key and people could be anything.
What? Tomorrowland?
Oh, no.
Oh my gosh.
How are we forgetting
this?
How are we forgetting
Ready
this?
Ready Player One?
Thank you! Dang,
okay, alright.
Oh, all right.
God, that was painful.
Man!
We got that on recording. Jeez! That's how forgettable that movie
was. Oh my gosh!
I saw it in
There's Super one that I'm excited for. I'm not sure how much he's going to be in it, but he's in a new SpongeBob movie.
Oh, that's right!
Yeah, and I'm looking at it right now. The SpongeBob movie, The Sponge on the Run.
It's like follow that bird.
Yeah, and Theo, what was his name?
Sage.
He is a literal
sage.
He is Sage the Sage. So it's like a, I guess, how do you describe a sage? Just a ball of...
It's like a guru. It's a guy you go to for advice.
Right, but the other sage.
Oh, tumble.
Yeah, a tumble.
Why? Well, I know people burn sage. That's the other way I know about it. Like,
it's like, you know,
cool people. You know,
and
people I used to hang out before I was up in the projector room. I used to have crazy life before I went to the projector room.
Really?
For like a weekend. And then they stopped hanging out with me. But it was certainly...
Crazy life for a weekend.
Oh yeah, I'm sure if you look at their pictures
that
from around
title.
That time, I'm in the background, baby.
That's pretty cool.
Well, someone had to put up and put away the tent afterwards.
Find
firewood. And
sage.
And sage. There was no sage out there, but they just kept... They were like, keep looking. keep looking for Sage. And like, it's going to rain. It's going to not be dry. And they were like, we'll dry it if you find it. And
Keanu, the sage, rolled in and was like, you need new friends.
By that point, I was really hallucinating. It was really bad at that point. That
would make sense.
Yeah, because they did not take me along. Like, I packed the car, and I was about to get in.
This is really sad.
And they said, could you please pick up that piece of sage over there? And I was like, sage? And they shut the door and drove away. And I screamed, but their nu metal was very loud because they were very big fans of The Watcher. And, yeah. Well, I was like, you know what? If you guys like The Watcher, then you don't care about Keanu Reeves, and I don't need you anyway. And I took off about 3 of my layers of sweatshirts, and that helped a lot. But yeah, eventually I got to a town that, you know, was nice enough to get me a job dishwashing, and then I got home, and then right back to projecting, baby. Right back to work.
Right back at the Theater Brothers Theater.
Yeah, at that point I had no stuff here and I wasn't living here, so I was like, it was really just kind of flat white walls. So, were good times.
Yeah, wow.
Well, that's all the kind of off-the-wall Keanu stuff, and I think when we come back from this break, we'll all break down our favorite Keanus, and then, well, either we'll do the favorite Keanu first or the quiz first, but either way, that'll be right after this.
We'll figure it out right after this.
The Real Better Cast.
Social media manager for the Real Buttercast. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr for more behind-the-scenes shenanigans. You can be a big-time Hollywood podcast producer for as little as 99 cents a month. Just go to our anchor.fm page and click the support button. And remember to subscribe, like, and review the Buttercast. 5 stars, reviews only.
Poppy, what are you doing?
Oopsies.
Come on. We have to get back to the show, dude. Let's go.
Coming! 5 stars or else.
Poppy!
What?
Welcome back to the Real Buttercast. Today we're going to have a Keanu quiz. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready as I'll ever be.
Pop quiz hotshot is what I would have called it, but okay, go ahead.
Can I play?
Do you want to play Poppy?
Okay.
Can I play?
Okay, Poppy's playing.
Poppy can play too.
Welcome, little friend.
Is that Keanu?
That is Keanu. We got Keanu.
Keanu, I loved it when you killed all those guys.
I like
killing?
Performing.
Okay, good. All right. Killing would have been the wrong word there. Thank you for saying performing, Keanu.
Killing's good.
Yeah, Theo had to leave. So Keanu's going to give you the quiz.
Oh, okay.
Or he may come back. I don't know.
We're going to start with a quote.
Start with a quote.
So first, and you tell me what film this is from.
Okay, all right. Okay. I thought Schmeckle was here with the quotes.
No, we left him under the chair.
I know, but he's got quotes.
We can't scrape him out of the off of the floor.
You don't know what Schmeckle does when he's not there. Can he not move?
Oh my god, I don't know.
Could be an act.
What's the quote?
I wish I could say something classy and inspirational, but that wouldn't be our style. Pain heals, chicks take scars, glory lasts forever.
No idea.
Wow. Okay, so I can think of 2 movies.
Are we doing multiple choice?
Yeah, is this multiple choice?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to be able to do this.
Okay, then I can think of, I've got my choice. I'm going to say...
I have no idea.
I can only think of 2 movies, and I think this is it. I'm going to go with The Replacements.
I've never seen that.
That is correct.
It's a movie about, it's where all the football players go on strike, so all of the second string guys get to actually play Major League Football. And Keanu's the second string quarterback, and they actually go really far.
Really?
Yeah, it's a good sports movie. It's a good hangover movie. You wake up and you don't want to get out of bed and you want to watch a sports movie and not really think that hard, it's not bad.
Sports are dumb.
They are not dumb, Poppy. Well, I mean, it's dumb to watch them, professional sports, because they just promote terrible things. But if you want to play with your friends, I mean, why not? Sense of competition is good, unless you're really competitive. And it's just going to fuel the worst things about you. But, you know, sports are fun.
I can't play a sport. I'm a piece of popcorn.
Yes, you can. You can play chess.
I don't even know if he can...
Can you pick up the pieces?
This next question is in the form of an essay question.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm in.
I want to know,
my lovely,
and this is related to The Matrix, if you could download any skill, what would it be?
Oh, okay. If I could download any skill, the skill would be to love.
Come on, man.
Okay, fine. All right, the skill would be to rock climb. I really want to know how to rock climb.
Out of every... You could just learn that in general.
I could, but I don't have the time. I'm inside projecting movies. But if I knew that I could, then the moment I go outside, I'm just going to scale things, baby.
So this is what I would do in this Matrix.
Sure.
Is what the essay question
Well, what would be the skill you'd want to learn? And I'm assuming I can learn other skills. I'm not just stopping there. But the first thing I would learn is rock climbing, just to get it out of the way.
Just a random skill.
Just why not? Go for it. Don't even think about it. Just go.
I want to fly a plane.
Okay. You want to learn how to fly a plane?
Yeah.
We got a terrorist on our hands, guys. Keep an eye on him.
What?
Okay. Anyway, but I would say a skill like that is really nice. It takes a lot of like classes and money.
Yeah, I'm scared of heights too.
That'll help too. Well, I don't know if it'll help.
Fly the plane.
If you just know how to do it and then immediately start flying, and you're like, I did not fix the second part of this. You might, you know, get distracted in your skill and ability to land a plane would be, you know, hindered, I would think.
The little light goes on in the airplane. Boom. You're free to move throughout the cabin.
I would also ask for the skill to work on how to deal over the phone or the microphone with people. Just, you know, general pilot stuff.
I would want to learn public speaking.
Really? Have you ever tried a Dale Carnegie class?
No.
Well, you know, it's a pretty nice course. You know, I know some people's moms work for that company, and it's a really nice company.
Okay.
And they teach you skills like public speaking, but it would cost money. I guess if you knew that skill, you could just, you know, blow a company like that out of the water with your public speaking and, you know, start your own company about how to teach people how to public speak.
I just want to learn public speaking.
You know what?
What?
Star Wars isn't real.
What?
Nothing. I think you would be a great public
speaker. Moving on.
Next question.
Here's another quote. When you wake up, wipe the slugs off your face. Be ready for a new day.
Oh, a new quote. Okay, wipe the slugs off your face.
What would slugs be? Is it just metaphorical?
It's not Scanner. It's not Watcher. It's not Speed. It's not River Wild. I'm just naming that. I'm trying to think of things that might have slugs in them, and I can't. Constantine, maybe.
Wipe the slug. I haven't seen that.
Hmm.
Don't think of slugs. Think of sleeping outside.
Think of sleeping outside. 47 Ronin?
I'm sorry, that's not correct.
Sleeping outside. Like the, what was
that? It is a film that you have both seen.
Yeah, the Idaho.
Oh.
Right?
That's right. He does say that.
Yeah. Correct.
He does say that.
That is.
It's what he says. It's what he says to Mike when he, because of narcolepsy, he passes out in the middle of an opportunity to sleep with a woman for money, and he puts him out on the lawn. And he's like, "Wipe the slugs off your face in the morning."
Okay.
Well, y'all, and they start speaking Shakespeare.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I forgot about that. I just watched the movie.
Same here. Next question.
What is Neo's real name?
Full name.
Can I get a letter?
I know the last name, but do we got to go full name?
That would be preferable.
Can I get a first letter? Spin for a letter. No.
I'll give you... The last letter is S.
Of which part? The first name or the last name?
The last letter of the first name.
S. Chris.
Something Anderson. Something Anderson.
Sass.
Sassafras?
Sassafras.
So many sassafrases these days. Hard to take them out. Let's see. Could it be Samsonite? I was way off. No.
That doesn't end in S.
Way off.
What ends in S?
James?
That's not it. No.
James Anderson.
That ends in an E.
It's a James.
There's no E at the end of James.
Some parents say James.
James. Jams? That might be Jams.
This was... Jams. I will give you a clue.
Jams. I don't know. Give us another clue.
This was the first name of the third president.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man, I don't know what he's here.
The first name of the third president. Let's see. So it goes Washington, Hamilton, Clinton. No. It's not Bills. I don't know my presidents. I'm sorry, I haven't watched any movies about presidents up in the projection booth. I only watched Lincoln.
The first letter is T.
Okay, I got it. I remember it now. I'll give you a chance to think about it, Peter and Poppy. I know it now.
It starts with a T.
I know it now. I know it now. I'll give you a chance.
Tris.
Hurry up, though.
Trace.
Trace?
Yeah,
Jesse?
Yeah.
Trace? No.
No, Trace.
Yeah, common 90s name. No, what was he born? He was not born in the 90s. Trace. Common child's name. Trace.
Tim's. Like the shoes.
Oh, no.
Just say it. This is too painful.
Thomas Anderson.
Oh, Thomas.
Thomas Anderson.
Thomas. Like Thomas. Correct.
Like my literal middle name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Your name's Thomas.
Yeah.
Or is it Thomas?
No, it's Thomas. The H is silent.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. This is in relation to Bill and Ted. Another essay question.
I don't know their family tree, but go ahead.
What historical figure would you kidnap from the past?
Wait, I'm sorry?
Oh, it's a quote.
Like Bill and Ted, you have a time machine. Okay. You can go back in time and kidnap whatever historical figure you want.
I have no idea.
Who would it be?
Jesus. Immediately. I need him to come here and correct some of the stuff that's been, like, totally put under his name, man. We need to fix some of this stuff, in my opinion.
Thought your response was Jesus, but no, it really was Jesus.
No, it's Jesus. I wanted to come back and be like, I didn't say that. You guys are crazy. All right. And then wave and go. Or, you know, Joan of Arc was pretty cool. They did that in the movie, but I always did like Joan of Arc. That she was cool.
I'm walking on eggshells here, man.
I'm walking on sunshine.
No, you're walking on shards of glass.
Why? Because I picked Jesus? Man.
Yes.
Why? He's probably a cool... I mean, look, when everyone says, who would you want to meet in dinner when you, like, are dead and go? But, like, I don't care who... I don't want to talk to him. There's nothing I need to get out of Jesus. Like, I'm cool with that dude. He's awesome. I need him to come here and, like, correct some stuff. I need him to, like, because, like, people are using him for, like, I want him to, like, fix that stuff. Yeah, yeah. But if it was about me just chilling out with that person...
Like, what was his name?
Yeah, like...
you know what I'm saying? Everyone's like, in Jesus' name.
Exactly. And I think it's like, Jesus what? Joe? Is it just Joe's last name?
Or what
is
if it's Jesus and everyone is pronouncing it wrong?
I feel like we're just offending people now. he was Jewish. I just got to watch The Last Temptation of Christ and get it over with. In the meantime, though...
So this is a dead person.
I also like the idea of talking to... Doyle, Arthur C. Doyle. He's a great author. You know what? Mark Twain, actually. I'm gonna change to Mark Twain.
That's a really good one.
Let's say Mark Twain. That guy had a sense of humor.
So this is just like a popular person.
Well, no, it's who would you want to pick, and he's gonna decide who's the better answer. So if you pick like Hitler, I think he's a cool dude. I think I win.
I'll pick Hitler.
No, Puffy, don't pick that guy.
Well, if I bring him back. Did he not do anything in the past?
Wait, so you're saying bring him here to kill him so that he can't
do anything? What's wrong with you?
Well, that may affect the future, but like, maybe you don't get created if that happens.
It's for the greater good.
You care about the greater good now?
No.
Okay, then don't do it.
No, I'll bring him back.
I know I have the opportunity to convince someone to do the right thing here, but you don't want to do that. Be yourself.
As a kid,
you're adorable and evil. Okay.
And he'd become an artist.
Oh, that's true. He wanted to be an artist.
And then I kill him.
Oh, my God. So wait, he succeeds at being an artist and then you kill him?
Yeah, and then I sell his art.
That is evil. That is easy. But don't you feel a little bad selling the art of the man who would later kill millions of people? Like,
he did it though, because it's a new...
But you know he would have if he had the opportunity, which is even worse.
But he's dead, so he didn't do it.
Man.
And then I'm running in doubt.
This fictional question is like making things really...
I feel uncomfortable. You said Jesus. Poppy
said
Hitler.
I also said fictional, and that's not a word, so what are we doing?
I'm so uncomfortable. I don't even know who to choose.
Nah, my answer's,
Ooh, River Phoenix.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, stop him from, you know, taking so much drugs.
And dying to death.
That was pretty... Dying to death. The only way to die, really.
I'm gonna kill you to death.
No, I wanted to die to death on my own.
No.
Man, River Phoenix would be pretty cool. We could tell him what kind of a great artist his sisters would be, and what a great actor his brother would be. And because I don't like that's the whole thing about Bill and Ted is that they take them to the future, but they don't affect the past.
So what Poppy said it doesn't make any sense.
No, Poppy. Yeah, Poppy could not do that in the Bill and Ted rules.
Well, I'm still gonna bring him.
Well, I mean, we all would love to kill
Hitler. Just to kill him.
We all would love to kill Hitler. We all would, Poppy. I mean, let me put my hand on your shoulder here and just massage your shoulder here for a second, Poppy. We all would love.
That's
just
go
with
so
it. Go with it, Poppy.
Stop.
Let me get my other hand around on this other shoulder.
Oh my God.
Poppy, you just got to think for a second. We all would kill Hitler if we had the chance. Thank you. We all would kill Hitler if we had the chance, but we can't. So we just have to deal with the world we live in, all right?
Lower?
Okay, there you go. See?
Oh
my God. I broke his leg.
Oh,
that is still attached, but we need some tape.
Oh my God.
All right, I'm gonna go get some tape real quick. Found some tape. All right, I'm back. Let's do this.
Is that better, Puppy?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Problem solved.
All right, who won?
Oh.
Were those answers a bit confusing and convoluted?
Come on, Keanu. Who
you gotta
won?
Get on the ball, Keanu.
I think you're all winners.
Yay!
Oh, Keanu!
He is the nicest guy.
Yeah, really. Puppy said Hitler.
That was a bad call.
What does the name Keanu mean in Hawaiian?
Oh. It is Hawaiian.
It is Hawaiian.
It means aloha.
It means cake.
It means cake. Oh, I wish it did. I'm going to say Keanu means chair.
It's got to mean something better than cake or chair.
Well, no, it's not like the parents knew what kind of person Keanu Reeves was going to be. Oh, you named their kid.
Do you think they just didn't know?
They just named their kid something in Hawaiian.
Oh my gosh.
Love, peace, charm, I don't know.
Cool breeze over the mountains.
Well, that really nailed it.
I was really close.
You didn't say a
you said
didn't
cake.
Say a thing.
Oh, you said cake.
You know, cake is like a cool breeze. No, it isn't. Poppy, it's not even close.
Maybe it was like minty cake or
Can
something.
Can you eat a breeze above a mountain?
Like this.
Don't eat too much.
That's just you breathing.
You'll spoil your dinner, Poppy.
He's just breathing. Don't pay attention.
Well, he's seen the cool breeze from the mountain. Poppy, you're going to spoil your dinner. That's too much air above the mountain, Poppy. Oh, God, Poppy, don't do that. Like, okay, that's good. We still got to fix his leg. Sweet. Keep breathing harder, Poppy. Okay, I'm going to put this bag over here. There we go. Okay, so we're going to fix Poppy's leg real quick. In the meantime, yeah, cool breeze above a mountain. That's pretty nice. They kind of nailed that. He's a pretty chill dude.
Here's another quote. You crossed the line. People trusted you and they died. You got to go down.
I know that immediately.
I have no idea.
I immediately know what that is.
You crossed the line.
Yep.
People died.
Yep.
People trusted you.
People
and
trusted
they died.
You. Died. I'm an FBI agent.
I don't know.
Point Break, baby.
Oh my gosh.
That's right.
I gotta let me catch this last wave. Oh, he shoots the air. Yeah.
Now wait. Johnny Utah from Point Break.
Yeah, his name.
He played for what college football team?
What? Yeah, the thing that got him into the group of bank robbers in the first place was his history on a college football team. And it was not in Utah. It was...
I have no idea.
Oh, God. I want to say Indiana.
Idaho.
He's from the state of Ohio.
Oh, I was so
close. You were very close.
Spelling-wise.
So yeah. He played for the Ohio State Buckeyes.
What happened? What's going on?
Poppy, how do you feel?
Go back to sleep, Poppy.
I feel weird.
Poppy, you hurt your leg a little
bit. My leg is going the other way. You guys messed it up even
Poppy,
worse.
Poppy, could you do me a favor and just, breathe in a lot? Just breathe in and out hard. Use this bag real quick. Oh, shoot. The bag is plastic. Okay, use this paper bag real quick. Okay, there we go. Okay, he's out again.
We're going to
fix that leg up real quick.
Should we just turn it like this?
God, he is adorable.
I can't.
That reminds me. What organ did Keanu have removed after a 1988 motorcycle accident?
His bad bone. He's so nice. It's my final answer.
I'm going to go with spleen because it's realistic, but his was better.
Spleen is correct.
Yeah!
Dang it!
Yeah, I'm a spleen machine.
I'm going to give you another quote.
Dr. Shane.
Your problem is not technology. The problem is you. You lack the will to change.
It's got to be Matrix.
Right? It could be Johnny Mnemonic.
Think he's throwing us a curveball?
No, I think it's Matrix.
Okay, I was going to say, I think it's Matrix.
Which Matrix movie?
It's a bit newer.
Oh, it's a bit newer.
Wait, so it's not Matrix?
Newer. Okay, so what was it again?
Your problem is not technology. The problem is you.
Oh,
you lack the will to change.
I got it. I know what it is.
From 2008.
I'm giving you guys chances.
Poppy's passed out.
Oh, yeah, Poppy's. Let me just kick Poppy real quick. Yeah, Poppy's passed out. The answer is War of the Worlds, right? I mean, I'm sorry, no, I'm saying the day the Earth stood still.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot
he
was
in that. Yeah, the day the Earth stood still.
Oh my gosh.
The Earth stood still.
Yeah.
He plays, that's right.
He plays the alien.
Yeah, alien man.
No.
Cocoon man.
No.
Yeah, he was like a cocoon thing. He was like a blubbery cocoon.
No, he was a very attractive Keanu Reeves type.
After he was birthed out of the blubbery cocoon.
Maybe. I don't remember that part.
Oh, I remember that part.
You bet you did.
Oh!
What was that?
I was birthed.
Oh no! What? He took the right pill and he's out of the Matrix now.
When I was a kid, I could see things. Things humans aren't supposed to see. Things you shouldn't have to see.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I got this wrong. No. John is right, but not the last name.
I don't know my John's.
John.
Constantine, John. Baby!
That's correct.
Really?
Yeah, he sees demons.
Oh.
I know my Keanu a bit. All right. Oh no, I know my Keanu.
What was that?
That's my friend. It's my friend, Larry the Leprechaun. Get up there, Larry. God, get up there.
What's the next one? Is there a next one?
What actors were considered for the role of Neo before Keanu Reeves?
I know very, very important one.
Let's just say it, because I have no idea.
It's Will Smith.
What?
Yes.
Will Smith turned it down to be in Wild
Wild
West.
Oh my gosh, I did hear about that.
Yes, he did. It's one of the biggest turndowns of Will Smith's career. He highly, that and Django. He's done it twice. He's regretted it twice.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. How do you turn down The Matrix?
I don't know. I don't know why he did it, but his wife got to be in the second one, so he didn't have any hard feelings.
Oof.
He didn't have any hard feelings, but like the Django one, he was later like, bad call.
Yeah.
Bad call.
Yeah.
If Quentin Tarantino calls, you say yes.
Yeah. He was afraid about the subject matter, which is fine, but once Leo's on board, come on.
Leonardo DiCaprio was also considered for The Matrix.
What?
Yes, he was, but he was too tied to Titanic. He's also a little too young.
Yeah, I can see that.
Sinking ship.
What if he didn't let go?
That's all.
That's the quiz is done?
Thanks.
Bonus round.
Oh, bonus round. Okay.
I will search for you through 1,000 worlds and 10,000 lifetimes until I find you.
What? Is that a whip?
What was that?
That was the sound of my katana.
Oh, that sounds like 47 Ronin.
That's correct.
Wow, this guy.
I know Mike Keanu.
Yeah, I mean, but he really liked that person. Whatever he was talking about.
He saves the world in that movie. He's the one in that movie, like so many other times.
Yeah, I was going to say, hang on a second.
Yep. It's a white saber thing.
One more. This might stump Alex.
Maybe.
The only stars that matter are the ones you look at when you dream.
The only stars that matter are the ones you look at when you dream.
It's poetic.
It is poetic, and he's been in poetic stuff. He's done Shakespeare before. Is it Dracula?
What?
Bram Stoker's Dracula?
I'm afraid not.
I was going to say, that's insane.
Because it might be Much Ado About Nothing, but I also don't agree. Is it Private Idaho again?
No, it's a very recent film.
Ooh, it's recent.
Keanu as Keanu.
In Keanu? In the movie
Wait,
Keanu?
Wait, what?
Yeah,
what
he does.
No. Oh. Keanu plays Keanu.
Always Be My Maybe?
Always Be My Maybe.
Always Be My Maybe.
Huh.
Yep. A guy falls has a chance to fall in love with his childhood sweetheart again, and his competition is literally Keanu Reeves. Yeah. Before he walks in, she's like, oh, the sex is so great. And then he walks in, he's like, I got a match with Keanu Reeves.
What?
I got to deal with this guy. They have a fight in the movie. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's
what?
Really good romance. I highly recommend. Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, really good.
Okay.
You're right. It stumped me. I forgot he said that.
Finally. I played bass and backup vocals in what band?
What?
Bass and backup vocals in what band?
That's a question.
Is it Bogus Journey?
No. This was a real life band.
Oh, you're asking what his band is.
We have since broken up.
Why are you talking to Keanu in the third person?
Oh, man, you're right. I just respect him so much. Okay, so Keanu... I forgot the name of your band that you play bass in, Keanu.
The first part of the name is an animal which John Wick owns.
Dog.
Dogstar.
Correct.
Dogstar.
Dogstar.
That's right.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
That's everything, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Keanu. I'm such a fan. You're so nice. Poppy, if he was awake.
I'm awake.
Oh, Poppy, say bye to Keanu.
I don't like you anymore.
Why not?
You didn't actually kill anyone in those movies.
Oh, Keanu, no. Can you name a movie that you killed somebody in that happened to be real?
I'm not legally allowed to do that.
There you go,
Poppy. Oh my gosh, so he did do it.
He did do it.
He did kill someone.
He did do it.
I love you.
It must have been chain reaction.
Was it Hitler?
What? No, Keanu is too young for that.
What?
He can't go back in time, he's too young for Hitler.
Yeah.
But Hitler did get shot in the head by somebody. Goodbye, Keanu.
Thanks, Keanu.
Thank you for all the movies.
Remember to love yourself.
Oh.
You know what?
Isn't that sweet?
I don't know how to do that, but I'll try, Keanu.
Like this.
Oh, that just looks gross. I'll try to work on it upstairs.
Is Theo there?
Yeah, it was just strange because there was a man here and then there was just sort of a
a little gust of wind and
do you not know who that was?
All these leaves just blew away into the wind and
did the wind come from above the mountains?
I very well could have been.
Oh my gosh, dude, you don't understand. That was Keanu.
I felt as though I were in a dream.
Oh my gosh, that's what it's like to be around him. I heard. All his co-stars are like, I'm in a dream. It's hard to act. That's what it's like.
Well, it sounds like Alex won the quiz, so...
Oh, it's only it's only because I really love the guy.
Truly, passionately.
I have a doll.
Oh, God. Don't we all?
E.
Yeah.
Specific one? Like an action figure?
No, it's collected from the things that people leave in the theater when they go.
Oh, okay.
Bags, coats, wallets, actual pictures of Keanu Reeves. Oh. I got lucky on that one.
Why would you leave a picture of Keanu Reeves?
Well, it was used, let's say. But at the end of the day, it's fully formed.
Fully formed?
Yeah, duct taped together, and then I laminated it. Don't ask me how! And yeah, it's one of my cherished possessions. Much like my Tom Skerritt doll, my Johnny Depp doll, my Leonardo DiCaprio doll, my Paul Giamatti doll, which people are usually weirded out to see.
You're freaking me out, man. You need to stop.
Well, does it freak you out that I have a Paul Thomas Anderson doll, the only director of the bunch? I could keep going.
Please stop.
None of
stop.
Them are women. Okay, all right.
Wow, Poppy really shot him down.
Right, all you have to do is ask me the right amount of times.
What?
You have to ask me the right amount of times and I stop. Anyway, you were saying, Theo?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that we'll be right back after the short break and we'll all announce our top Keanu movies. This is the official Buttercast list. Official.
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 That word is lost on meaning to me.
I mean, but what happened if I had the Stallone doll say it? Official. Official.
And we're back.
We're back.
We're back. I was really hard holding my breath that long.
I don't know why you did it, but I was impressed.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's a shame you didn't pass out.
Poppy, you passed out a little bit ago, but that's because you were breathing too hard.
How's your leg?
Don't keep doing it, Poppy. No, stop, Poppy. Stop, stop. Stop, Poppy. That's too fast. Poppy, oh. You're fine. Oh, okay, no. Ooh, apparently when popcorn turns blue, that is not a good thing.
It's pretty cute, though.
It is adorable.
Look at him.
Oh, it's adorable. Suffocate. Anyway, you guys got some top five favorite Keanu movies?
Yeah, I have one favorite, actually.
You do?
Yes. It was a Coke commercial.
This is not a movie. This is a Coke commercial.
Oh, no, it's a movie.
Okay.
The whole movie is 30 seconds long.
Wow.
And it is not a
movie? Like?
Coke ad.
Okay. And it's from what year? Can you remember?
I can't remember the year.
But it's like one of his first ones?
Yeah. So I'm like, you know the year?
Well, no, but I do remember around that era when he was doing a show for Canadian television, a kids show, and he basically goes around to like festivals and stuff like that and tries to interview people, but he was like, it wasn't perfect for him.
Oh,
he was just kind of like being charming Keanu, but he wasn't really a good interviewer. He's mostly just kind of like charming the person to the point that they both forgot they were in the middle of an interview.
Oh, that's
it's
really
super adorable.
That's
yeah, really it's actually really cute. I don't know if that was around the same thing as the Coke era, because the first movie he did was Youngblood, and that was around 86, I think.
Okay, so it could have been early 80s. Because he was...
The Coca-Cola Coke Is It video short. Which 1984.
You mean movie, not video.
It's movie.
Very
yeah.
early. Apparently, the very first thing he did was on a TV show. He played Teen Client on Hangin' In, also
in
1984.
You want to know a fun fact about this Coke commercial?
What?
Well, at the end, his dad, coach, I don't even know, he's a cyclist in a race.
Oh, that's impressive.
He gets a Coke, you know. Refreshing Coke. He came in third place.
Well, yeah, you would get a water or something good for you if he was in first. No, he got a Coke because he's not going to be able to race anymore. Just get that diabetes in there real quick. You are a failure. You third place. Have a Coke.
You third place. Have
third
a Coke.
Place, and I only got a pizza waiting for you.
Third place. Get a Coke.
Coke. Don't get up.
Anyway, that's my favorite movie that he was in.
I love Speed.
He was so parched.
I'm a big Speed guy. I love Speed because... It was the first radar movie I watched, but then years later I found out the year that he was filming that, months beforehand, River Phoenix died. He was there when he died. This movie was a big deal for him, and he really tried hard. So much so that, like, years later, him and Sandra Bullock were like, both separately were like, oh, I had the hugest crush on Keanu. And she's like, I had the hugest crush on him. And he's like, I had the hugest crush on her. But he was so focused on the movie and doing well that he, like, just didn't want to think about grieving, that he didn't even put that in his mind. I was like, dude, Keanu's the best. I like Scanner Darkly a lot. I like, I do like his bit in Something's Gotta Give. I do think he's really just having a ball sitting next to Diane Keaton and watching Jack Nicholson steal her away. It's so funny. I am a John Wick fan too.
Yeah, we did sort of gloss over all those romantic comedies and, well, Lake, romantic movies that he's done as well.
Well, Lake House is really funny if you can just accept how dumb it is. And then I watched the one that he did last year, or maybe 2008 with Winona Ryder, where they're just both two curmudgeons who meet at a wedding and then just sort of like, they just piss and moan at each other until they fall in love.
Aww.
He sounds like a jerk though, I'm gonna be honest. He doesn't sound, like, he's great in it. He looks great in it. Like, he's handling these barbs really well. But also, his character doesn't seem like somebody who deserves it.
He's a douche.
They both seem bad, but he seems like also he's manipulating her a little bit.
Ooh.
And I don't think the script is probably good, but
what was
this
movie?
It's called Destination Wedding. I don't know if I don't know if I'm gonna like him, but I think I'm gonna like his performance in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I want him to do more like salty Barbie stuff. Like, he's spitting barbs
at people. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah, not Barbie. Not like, yeah, when dresses like Barbie. No, that's like something else somebody showed me today.
Yeah.
That Grant Wood thing. Yeah.
I did hear there's news that he's going to be in a Marvel movie. Is that correct?
Rumors. Is it a rumor? Now that things got pushed back. Some people are thinking that he would be an Eternal type thing because of the way he speaks and because of how, like, urethral he can be.
Yeah,
if he's not actually fighting, then he would be like, some people are thinking universe, and the universe actually looks like the universe. So
that'd be cool.
Eternity? I'm sorry, Eternity. He would be Eternity, whose his body is the universe.
Wow.
Like stars and planets and galaxies.
But so he is everything.
Yeah.
But
so no CGI required then.
No,
he's perfect.
No, he's, you can put your beard in the shape of planets and galaxies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're really small enough, yeah.
Well, I know.
Yeah, I also, there was some rumors that he might be considered for Moon Knight.
Yes, that was another good one.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Which, I read the recent Moon Knight series, which was very good, and I could see why they would do it, because it's basically a character with multiple personalities who
he can't
tell if he's insane, he can't tell if Moon Knight's just one of his personalities, or what's going on, and it's pretty interesting. I could see that kind of psychological angle.
I like that.
I think he can do it. After watching stuff like The Watcher or Neon Demon, like, if he wants to go ham, he can go ham. And Bill and Ted. Ted is a lovable, charming guy that is like nothing else he's ever really done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Moon Knight.
Yeah. In fact, Bill and Ted is on my top five list. Although I would say my top one has to be The Matrix, just because it's just a game changer. It is. Always going to be on the, like, the top lists of greatest films ever made, just for its effect, its, like, ability to cram a very complex conceit into a very exciting action film.
Yeah, it's as smart and as interesting technically as it is an entertaining good time.
And it holds up, because I think a lot of those effects were practical with kind of digital stuff kind of added to tweak it.
Yeah.
But, and so the effects haven't aged, you know. I watched it fairly recently, and it holds up very well.
We're
and
the
ideas are just great. I mean, obviously, the sequels, not so much.
I think the second one has some merit with the car chase and stuff. And I think the third one, if it had nothing to do with the Mr. Smith stuff and Neo, if the third one was just about Zion defending itself, and it was just about the battle in the city, and they took out all of that stuff with Smith and the fighting and Superman stuff at the end, it would be a much better movie. You would have gone from, here's The Matrix, it's fun, the sequel, where it's like, we're going to do everything possible in The Matrix, and then they're in the real world, and it's like, we don't have that. We literally have to defend ourselves from robots. And then maybe have Neo come in at the end and do some stuff, but, like, there's so much they could have cut out and just had it about that defense. It would have been like Helm's Deep.
Let's get the Alex cut.
Yeah, I don't know how to edit.
We'll figure it out.
There's a lot of things I learned upstairs, like how to jump rope, how to hula hoop and jump rope. But I did not learn how to edit.
You can do.
So The Matrix is my number one. Unfortunately, there are more meh Matrix movies than great Matrix movies because of the sequels. But I am hoping that The Matrix 4 will even it out.
What do you think that movie's going to be about? I've never thought about it.
I don't know.
I don't know what it could be about. He died, right? Like, how's he going to come back?
Riddler's,
Yeah, I think he did.
That's spoilers. So, yeah, spoilers. I mean, I guess it depends on what the Matrix is now. What is it become now? Is it a place where everyone can act like that because they all know they're in a world? Yeah, maybe everyone can change the rules and it's just a place where anyone can do anything.
Yeah, and I guess it kind of, yeah. I got nothing. The Matrix is great. My number two is John Wick. And I debated on this because I think John Wick's an incredible movie. The whole series, 1, 2, and 3, they are, but the reason that it's not number one is because it's not as groundbreaking as The Matrix. It's basically a really good revenge action movie done to the best possible, you know, the fullest extent of what that can be. It has been done before. I do think it's probably one of the best for like pure martial arts and just such creative action scenes. They use every possible aspect of every setting. I mean, in the third one, he's killing people with swords. He's killing people with horses.
He is.
You know, he like cocks that horse and just...
That's right.
He takes a couple of guys out. Fantastic. Very creative. I do think the third one was a little long. It wasn't as tight as the first two.
What's your ranking on the Wicks?
I'm sorry?
What's your ranking on the Wicks?
Oh...
Wow, that's heavy.
For me, it's 2, 1, 3.
I think I'd agree with you there.
I really like
two. Two is just like two is perfectly tight. Like it's exactly the John Wick kind of thing. Pure action, really great scenes. I think the thing I don't like about the first one is almost because they have to waste the time with the backstory. I'm not a huge fan of Theon Greyjoy running around.
I don't
with his little googly eyes. It's not as interesting to me.
I think the problem is not him so much as he just shoots him, and then the final boss is an old man he fights in the rain on a dock, and you're like, this is not as good as everything else that's come before it. It's actually okay. Kind of deflating.
Yeah,
and that's why I like the sequel, because it's as tight of a story and the action carries all the way to a climax that is thrilling in the mirror room. But I always had a problem with the way John Wick ended. Like, I don't mind that he shoots the kid, but I hate that the old man isn't like, he doesn't have a bunch of henchmen that he has to kill. He already did that, and then the dad gives his son away. He just finds him on a boat, and he's like, I'm going to kick your ass. And then he somehow holds his own to John Wick enough to hurt him enough. And really, like, we're like, you just murdered a bunch of people. You could kill this old man in a second. It's not
really
as much fun.
I know.
And then the third one, I agree. Once he goes to the high table, there's a thing in Marvel Comics that they admitted, that Jack Kirby admitted. He's like, once we got to the point where we made superheroes so powerful and the universe so big that we made someone called the One Above All to fix problems, to be the Deus Ex Machina, that's when we knew we went too far. So when John Wick is on his knees in front of a guy and he's like, I want to see the One Above the High Table, I was like, I feel like the world building went too far for me.
Yeah, really?
And then all of a sudden they're holding their own at the hotel and his best friend like betrays him and it's like, what are we doing here? That's why I think I don't mind them. The action in the third one is impeccable. It's not a bad movie at all. But that's why I like the second one. It's tight. There's no fluff. It's all meat, no filler.
Straight to the point.
Yeah. Everything works. Everything's pumping on all cylinders.
That's it. That's the Real Butter Butter Cast official designation of John Wick.
You want to question me? You come up in my attic and then you're on my turf. And
well,
no
it's
one...
actually my... It's or, my well, attic.
Ours. Why don't you come upstairs and we'll talk about it?
What are you doing here?
I'm sorry. I'm just so pumped. We're talking about Keanu.
I love
Jerry. Poppy. You're adorable.
What's your favorite Keanu Reeves movie?
What do you think? Wait, what have I been saying this entire time?
Yeah.
You're not listening?
He loves The Lake House. Bad Batch?
Are you doing this on purpose?
The Prince of Philadelphia?
Toy Story
4? Is it Toy Story 4?
Replicas? Is it Replicas?
Is it Suburbia? Is it Generation?
Oh.
Or is it Henry's Crime?
Matrix?
That's a good one.
Knock, knock?
Eli.
John Wick, you idiot!
Oh, yeah, sorry.
John
Wick! Because he kills a lot of people.
I've been seeing this whole time.
That's right. Which John Wick?
I haven't seen the third one, which you spoiled for me.
I didn't spoil it.
And now I know you live in the attic, so.
I do. I told you
I'll meet you up there.
Yeah. Wait, what? Oh man, now I gotta prepare for a fight with a piece of popcorn. It's gonna be adorable.
Shut up! I'll kick you in the
butt. So adorable.
I hate you.
I love you too.
Hey, Alex. I don't know. Do you want to meet Shoshana? She's been working on this. She heard we were doing this episode. She made some special Keanu kombucha.
Oh, I would love to.
Why does she keep making the kombucha?
Hey, I get to meet new people. There's a pandemic going on. I've only met you, and we are the best of friends.
You don't want
and
to
then
meet
Theo's
Shoshana.
Here, and
hey,
I.
Hey, Teddy, what are you doing in my closet?
Hey, is this Shoshana?
Oh my God, what is you got all these men in your room in the closet? What's going on here?
Oh, we're just talking about Keanu.
We're just talking about our movie stuff.
Oh, wait, that's not Petter's voice. Who's that?
My name is Alex. I've been upstairs projecting movies. People forgot about me, and I talk to myself.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I talk to myself all the time. It's fun.
Isn't it?
I feel like I know you. I know an Alex.
You do?
Do you have a mole?
Don't answer this.
On your right knee?
Don't answer this.
I mean, it was removed.
Oh, God.
It was removed?
It was removed.
Why are you...
And placed on one left knee.
Oh, you might be the Alex that I remember.
What?
You know, when you're talking about Keanu, I actually met Keanu.
You met Keanu?
What? Yeah, did you ever see a film Point something?
Point.
You got a point.
Point Break, it came out in 1991, yeah. It broke him onto the scene. Yeah, I've seen Point Break.
Oh, yeah, do you remember that? There was a party scene, do you remember that?
Nope. Go on.
Oh.
The one with Patrick Swayze, it's
that's
at his house.
Right,
no,
that's
no,
right.
See, I was living under the bridge at the time.
I've never been to a party, so I didn't know what it looked like as a scene. Wait, you were under a bridge at the time? You were living under the bridge? How'd you get such a sweet spot?
So I was under the bridge... And this guy, I called him Little Tony, but I think he's part of a band now, like the Chili Band.
Oh.
He said, hey, Shoshana,
I'm in this movie.
You want to go to a party? So I did.
Smart call.
And the thing was, I know. What's that?
Smart call to go to the party.
There's a party. I'm there.
Yeah, absolutely.
My name's Shoshana.
No. I have heard that about Shoshanas in general.
I got this great party trick, you see, that I can breathe fire on account of, you know, my breath.
Oh,
and
that begs many questions.
That's disgusting, Shoshana. You just met this guy.
Well, I'm very intrigued. So you breathe fire? I mean, that's a trick. People would go to circuses and pay to see that. Anyway, you go on and talk about how your breath's so filled with alcohol you breathe fire.
I'm just saying, I'm at this party and I'm drinking a lot because I need to be able to create a fireball on cue because the director, she was like, you got to be able to do this before, you know, all these guys walk in. Oh my God.
Gotta be professional.
Keanu walked in and I burped in his face.
You burped fire into the face of Keanu Reeves?
It kind of singed his eyebrows a bit.
He was known as having really bushy eyebrows.
It's a little known fact that his eyebrows are drawn on for several scenes in that movie.
Oh,
what did he say to you, Shoshana?
So that was your fault.
Yeah, well, if you watch the scene, you'll see me there. I'm breathing fire.
What did he say to you? What was his reaction?
He said, whoa.
Well, that's certainly trademark. That certainly tracks when it comes to Keanu.
I don't know if that was on account of the fire or what I was wearing, because, you know, I had a couple of snakeskin drawers on, so I looked
gorgeous.
Wait a second.
Stop.
Wow.
Snakeskin drawers is how you said it. So you lived under a bridge, you breed fire, snakeskin drawers. It seems like you had an interesting life back in 1991.
And then I met Teddy.
That was only a few months ago.
There's a big old black face between. I don't know what happened after that and when I met Teddy. So here we go.
Oh man, that is magic. That sounds like real love. Sounds like real love. And I gotta say, I can hear it in your voices. Well, so what have you been doing now, other than making kombucha? I am not a fan, but I am certainly a fan of people making things that they want to make, regardless of whether people think it's disgusting or not. Big fan.
Yeah, it's just sort of a tough gig, you know, and I'm thinking I'm going to switch to something a little bit stronger because my sales have gone down. Nobody's wanting kombucha anymore.
Oh,
this whole lockdown thing going on, you know what I'm saying?
If there's one thing that took a hit from the lockdown, it was the kombucha craze really got hurt bad.
Yeah, that took a big hit.
So what are you thinking harder? What are you thinking harder-wise?
Well, she's been having me going up and down the street in this old ice cream wagon, and you know, with the little bell.
How is that
I'm
harder?
I'm wearing a mask and everything.
How is that harder than...
So, Shoshana, we are in a closet. That
is... did she burp fire?
Don't light a match.
Well, it smelled, it stinks my nostrils.
Yeah, it's got a little heat to it. I put some cayenne pepper in my latest batch.
Oh, so. My gosh. I gotta say, you are a treat, sweetheart. You're lovely.
Why are you doing this?
Because she's wonderful. Are you telling me you don't find her to be...
That's so nice. Peter always says the meanest things about me every time I come out here.
Well, Peter's a bit of a stick in the mud.
You make me uncomfortable, Shoshana. It's not mean. You just make me...
I think that's your problem, friend. I think you're just an uncomfortable person.
I mean, he certainly has been around a long time and still quite confused about the things that he deals with in his day-to-day life. I was talking to Schmeckle about it.
I don't know what you're saying, because... You know, Schmeckle means a lot of things.
Oh my, you have seen a lot. You've been through a lot, okay. So you lived under this bridge, you breathed on Keanu's face, he ruined his eyebrows, and it's obviously hurt your relationship with this Chili Band guy. So what happened after that? I mean, you met Theo a couple months ago. There's certainly a window in there where some stuff occurred.
I think she blacked out.
Oh, well, that's certainly a long time to do that.
I guess we could dig through your old trunk and see if we can find
me. You have to. I've been up and down all over these parts.
So you keep like trinkets and souvenirs from the places you've been to help you remember because you can't because of all the blacking out?
I collect, toenail clippings and hair.
Okay, all right.
Well, we all have our thing. I mean, it's not like she's collecting something gross like spoons from gas stations or like shot glasses. She's picking up thumbnails, which are a part of her. They're a part
of
all of
her. Do you hear yourself?
No, I mean...
Are you deaf?
Nope, I can hear
it's
myself
a big
now.
Big toenail, mostly.
Oh, well, that's the one you want to go for. The other ones are just, little piggies. That one's the heart of the team. Okay. It's the captain.
I gotta use my knife with that one.
Oh my gosh. God. Jeez. You gotta be careful with that, I assume, right?
Especially now I'm making the kombucha with my feet. I gotta keep those toes
clean. Wait a second. You're using your feet to make that? You're so talented. That's the dexterity.
Like, like when you homemake wine, you gotta smash all the bits down.
Yeah, but you also gotta sanitize your feet, and they usually have stuff they put on when they do that. This sounds entirely opposite and very unsanitary, but again, the dexterity, the able to work with it, that's very monkey-ish.
We boil it. We boil it after we've mashed it. So I don't...
You're not... I mean... So you
boil it.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
That was my innovation.
Teddy wants to boil everything. He's like, I gotta boil all this stuff. You're gonna make people sick.
So you sold it before you boiled it and people were getting sick and you still didn't think it
I
was something.
I had to do it. Well, I did a stint in jail and that's how I learned how to make moonshine.
Oh my
wait a second.
God.
What was the stint in jail? Was it after Point Break?
Yeah, this was just a few weeks ago, wasn't it?
Wait a second. You met him a couple months ago, but you got out of jail a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and, she had this great period where Peter sent us some of the real butter. Uh-huh. Shoshana was drinking that, and she kind of, her age went down, her skin cleared up.
She wasn't supposed to drink it.
Like, the rashes all went away.
Yeah, the rash and the herpes.
Yep, and she went right onto a soap opera here in
real
L.A.
Real butter can cure herpes?
It can cure anything, man.
We really need to tell people about this stuff. Can I leave?
No, we really don't. We need to keep it in the family. I don't... So, when we start recording again... I don't want you to mention it, okay?
Well, can I leave and tell people then?
No, you can't leave. We're in quarantine.
Oh, that's right.
You can't leave.
That's right. Can I get paid to not say anything?
Butter no more?
Peter hasn't been sending the butter. I don't know.
No, because you keep drinking it, Shoshana.
You know what? That's how I was able to buy this house, being on that soap opera, from the butter.
Wait a second. Whoa. You are burying leads left and right here. Again, we haven't even gone through the prison while you were there, but you were on a soap opera? Who did you play? Because I love them. I may be a fan already.
Name was Candy Corn.
Candy Corn, of course, from Days of Our Lives of Corn.
Yes, Days of Our Lives of Corn.
I'm a huge fan of the show. I've been watching it since I wasn't even born in 1956 when it started. Please tell me, Candy Corn, if I may call you that, what gave you the inspiration to start such a slap fight in the middle of a nursery during a wedding?
You're an instigator.
Well, I know there's writers, but at the same time, I want to know what
you are instigating.
I just want to know. I'm a fan.
That wasn't the writers. I had a little bee in my bonnet with that woman.
That's exactly what she would say. That's exactly what Candy Corn would say.
And then they put me in a coma for 6 months.
Someone said the best acting on the show.
They stopped filming, so theoretically her character is still there in the hospital.
I'm hoping they bring back the show and we get to know what happens. Right? They're bringing it back,
maybe.
Right?
Maybe. Mm, there's a few lawsuits pending, but we'll see what happens with my character.
Okay. I'm a huge fan. I've written so much fan fiction about what you're doing in that coma. It all involves remnants of that fight.
Why?
So, because I am a fan and I respect people who throw themselves into their art. Did you see the episode where she literally did not get up at all and just drank and didn't say one line and most of the cast was looking at her with, like, really mean eyes? It was fantastic.
Oh, that was great fun.
Great fun. Oh. Yeah, when she did the Jack Sparrow thing, too. That's there as well.
You know who else shows great dedication? Keanu Reeves.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently.
I mean, he didn't bat an eyelash when I singed him. You know, he just kept
right
on.
He didn't have any to bat with.
when Keanu performed Hamlet on stage in Canada, he not only learned all of his own lines, he learned the lines of every other character.
Yeah, that's the problem. He loves and wants to do Shakespeare, and yet he is not very good at delivering it, which I always felt bad about.
The question that comes up with Keanu Reeves, people say he's not a good actor. I fire back, what is good acting?
That's true. When people ask me what is a good example of like great acting, I'm like, well, that could be many things from one person. But if they're like, who's a great actor? I'm like, Nicolas Cage. Because Nicolas Cage can do everything. And I think Keanu has limits. I don't think Cage has limits. He's done everything at least once.
I've heard it said that good acting is basically just good casting. So if you put Keanu in the right role, I mean, I honestly, you know, if any of those other guys, Will Smith or Nicolas Cage or Tom Cruise, if any of them had played Neo in The Matrix, it wouldn't have been the same, you know? Will Smith just has too much energy. He couldn't have played that kind of pale office drone who turns into the chosen one. He couldn't have, you know, Keanu can do both. John Wick is tailor-made for him, and no one else puts that kind of dedication into the physical aspect in.
Jesus.
You okay?
You swallow a bug?
I honestly feel like she shoved something in his mouth to shut him up in that moment. But I would say, I mentioned it earlier, I think Keanu really did go through training, and he did go through theater. I think when he is with somebody that he has chemistry with, it betters his acting. River Phoenix bettered him. I think Winona Ryder betters him. I think Sandra Bullock betters him. There are people who take him a step further to truly humanizing what he's doing. But you can also tell certain times, like in Dracula, for example, where like probably before that camera turned on, the director was like, say it like a person. And then they turned it on and he like was trying his best. Yeah. He doesn't sound good for that sort of thing. But he does... The reason John Wick worked is because that's directed by the choreographer of Matrix, and he knew him really well, and he's like, you don't have to say a thing, you just have to be a badass. And he knew it.
You can do that.
You can do what?
Yeah.
You can do that.
Hey.
I mean, he's like Shoshana, just a renaissance person, could do anything.
With her
food. Well, what are we doing now? You're selling, using my little ice cream cart, aren't you?
Yeah, door-to-door. I'm working on my screenplay system.
Ice cream, I don't know if my screenplay?
Peter told you about this, but...
No, I didn't tell him.
So basically, you want to write a hit Hollywood movie. What I do is I take pre-existing hit Hollywood movies. I use my patented whiteout formula. I take out all the character names, the place names, anything significant like that. Then I mail that to you. Then you write in your character names and place names. Hey presto, it's a sure thing. I would advise like maybe retyping it, make it look a bit more authentic. But basically, this is my patented system, the Theodore Theater playwriting system.
So
I'm working on like a YouTube series.
Wow. My first question is it an actual formula you created to make a whiteout?
I made whiteout.
That's right.
Of course you did. I knew it. Somebody had to do that, and it makes sense that it would be you because you do everything. She's the best.
She's a chemist.
Did you make the whiteout with your feet?
Walter White out.
Oh, that makes me think they make meth too. Yeah,
probably. Not.
Okay, maybe, not. I don't know. It's kind of iffy over there. But so you basically are selling stories that exist and then to people that just change the names and Mad Lib it so that it sounds like it's their story, but really you're just like selling people Minority Report and changing the names.
Minority Report's not in there. I only work off the top 20. And we just recycle those.
Oh, so the stuff that people both love and would recognize in a second, but don't because everything's the same thing anyway.
That's right.
Wow.
I hadn't really thought about it that way.
There ain't nothing original since Adam and Eve.
I don't know. I liked Baby Driver a lot. I liked the holiday special, and nothing compared to that, so my bar is set pretty high.
Okay.
Are you okay over there? You drop your ice cream?
No, if I drop the ice cream, I think we know about it. The fumes start right away.
What is in that ice cream?
What?
I don't know, but it's pretty hot and stuffy in this closet. I really don't understand, when you own the house, why we're both in this closet with all of your fur coats and everything.
Is it like Bender and Fry in Futurama?
Nice and dark.
Okay, all right, well.
Well, Shoshana's
like, you were in the closet first. I mean, where you snuck off.
Oh, wow. That is a snap, crackle, pop if I've ever heard
of. Oh, man. Not a sponsor yet.
Yet. So, I mean, you got to let her create. She seems like a creative person if she has to be in a closet with the person she cares about to find, you know, her muse and, speaks to her. Because she's great. Listen to her. She's done amazing things. She burned Keanu's eyebrows, which obviously gave him the feeling needed to be in My Own Private Idaho. It's totally there. And if you don't see it, you're a freaking idiot. And I would say...
It gives him that brooding, smolder look, you know?
Of course.
He should be paying me for that.
Smoldering part is certainly there. It's inescapable. And the rest comes from the pencil, okay? You freaking jerk. And I am not going to sit here and have you treat me that way and Keanu that way. He's my friend.
Are you okay?
He's my friend.
I get that. Take sit down, man.
Okay, cool. Thanks. I'm calm.
Just breathe.
Awesome.
All right, so Alex is flipping out. Poppy's in a cast.
I'm good.
Presumably.
He's adorable.
I walked away. You guys are stupid.
You would say that.
John Wick is best.
Well, I'd like Speed. Speed's really good.
John Wick!
Speed.
John Wick!
Speed.
John Wick!
Speed.
John Wick!
John Wick. Damn it.
Okay, final idea. What if the cop from Speed...
Jack.
He walks away from it all, becomes an assassin. No, I can't. I forget it.
I will say this. This is one of my favorite things. Whenever I watch the Mission Impossible series, I always end it on Collateral because I always feel like Tom Cruise just ends up being a hitman after the end of the entire series. That's how I always end it, and I'm waiting for that thing for John Wick. It's gotta happen.
It probably will.
Hope so.
Peter, I want you working on a theory that connects all of these films.
I'm on it. I'm halfway done already.
How does the guy from Parenthood? How does the guy from Parenthood see demons and then shoot people in the head later?
I'll tell you.
Shoot.
He does have that troubled childhood in Parenthood.
He does, and a really weird haircut.
Let me get the red string in the thumbtacks.
Oh, he's going to map the wall, guys. I love it when he maps the wall. He did it last time when he couldn't find his gum.
Look, it's a star.
Oh, we're all stars.
You're all stars.
I learned that from Schmeckle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to end it.
Yeah.
You're all... What's that quote by Keanu? What did he say?
Oh, I forgot it. Don't look at the stars, because they'll look back. Jerk. That must be it. It's got to be it.
No, I was thinking of you're breathtaking.
Oh, I was thinking of what the... But I think that was not Keanu.
Probably not.
I know Kung
Fu. And the final thing that has to be mentioned is the sad Keanu meme.
Oh, well, I didn't want to mention that because literally so many horrifyingly sad things have happened in Keanu's life that I kind of have a problem joking about that meme.
Fine.
Like when, but no, I do think it's a great meme, but I honestly think, he's had so much tragedy in his life that when I think about that, I honestly tend to think about the tragedy that's happened in his life.
And yet he's still so remarkable.
He's the nicest guy in the world, probably because of it.
Yeah.
He lost his best friend, his wife, his baby. Like, he's lost a lot and he's still like excited to see a motorcycle. He did lose his dog. That's a fake movie, but it was his real dog on the movie set. That was his real puppy. So that dog ended up being John Wick's dog anyway.
I don't know if I should be believing you anymore.
Oh, it's probably because I keep testing your limits on Star Wars.
And you broke my leg like 30 minutes ago.
Well, I was hoping you'd be over that by now.
I am, look at me. I'm jumping.
Oh my gosh. That real butter works great. Did you rub it on there?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, there you go. I'm going to rub some real butter on me, too, real quick.
Oh, you probably shouldn't do that.
Okay. I don't think that people need to hear this.
I'm just rubbing it on my kneecap. I'm reaching my knee.
Oh, okay. So when Shoshana just says she collects toenail clippings, that's fine.
Well, that's an art
form. But when Alex is just giving himself a nice massage with real butter on his kneecap, well, that's too far?
First of all, that's disgusting, and we all know it. My knee pits next, and I'm going to get there. Okay. But her toenails are a work of art. Get with the program.
What is this a joke?
Get with the zero.
Did you talk before hero. This?
No, it's just we've got this thing. You know, Shoshana, I just respect her work on the soap opera.
So that's it.
I'm a fan.
So if she wasn't on the soap opera, you would see what I see.
We're going to put up some of those scenes in the audio form onto the Buttercast so people can hear it.
Hope so.
Be great.
Nice. They'll see what I see.
I don't even know anymore, honestly. I feel sick.
Well, Peter, I honestly think that you should take a fever test and make sure you don't have the sweats, you don't have a cough, and you don't have the pandemic, which I recently learned about. And then you should get with the program.
I have the pandemic.
Because Shoshana's the best.
Oh, I think you have the pandemic.
I have something.
Are you saying it right?
It's the pandemic.
You have the pandemic.
You have the pandemic.
You got the pandemic,
you
man.
You got it, baby.
You got it.
You got the pandemic, baby.
You got the pandemic.
You got the touch. You got the power.
You got the butter.
Mark Wahlberg was singing about the pandemic. It'd be great. Boogie Nights. Go see it. Well, guys, I think I'm going to go hang out with Schmeckle for a while.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
He's going to look at me, and I'm going to talk about my childhood, see if he can help me out a little bit.
He's not saying anything. Poppy, he's saying gibberish.
If you only understood the genius that is Schmeckle.
Oh, my.
Schmeckle is in one place and yet understands everything. That is as Buddha as it gets.
He's all-knowing.
I did ask him what 2+2 was, and he said fries, so I'm kind of...
Fries?
Fries. I'm on the fence about
something. He knows something we don't.
Well, you see... Yeah. He is composed of, he's made up of a lot of foods.
What the heckle? Schmeckle's all right.
Schmeckle's all right.
Schmeckle's all right.
I never talked to any of those mutants. I hate them.
Theo, look, I love you, man. You're a great dude, and you've always been nice to me. But you've got to give these, things a little bit of time, some empathy, you know? So I wouldn't have known that I could listen to Schmeckle unless I talked to him. And the only reason I talked to him is because I farted on him.
That's what that smell was? I thought that was him.
I'm constantly farting.
That wasn't him?
It's a doctor's
fart. That was your fart?
I can't see the doctor.
Now I have to apologize.
Well, you don't have to.
Okay.
Sweet.
No, Poppy, you should probably apologize.
Got lowbrow real fast. I'm out of here.
I'm sorry.
Fine, no, leave. Leave like you always do.
Man, Theo, one day. Click. One day, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get you to understand.
Up. I just hung up the phone. Click.
I don't think so.
I'm not stupid.
I don't know. I think Theo's still on.
This is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. Theo would have hung up by now.
I did. I hung up.
Oh, you wouldn't. Okay, see, I hung up. There you go. So let's say.
I feel like everyone in this stupid room is stupid.
We're not stupid. We're just, you know, big fans of Shoshana and Keanu Reeves. And we're just hanging out, man. If you think that the entrance of me into this whole scenario has made things, I don't know, sillier or stupider for some reason, that's only because you're adorable. Look at you.
You are an instigator. You are instigating all of this.
I'm just saying the
you
truth.
You see this leg? See this nice new, brand new leg?
Fixed with the butter?
Yeah, with the butter. Yeah. You see this?
I'm going to get close
see
to it.
See me turning the leg?
Real close to it. Oh, it's my eye.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How do you feel?
Adorable.
You see this other leg?
So cute.
You see this other leg?
Over with my eye. Oh, it's my other eye.
Yeah, stupid.
You sound adorable.
You suck.
Oh.
I'm walking away with my cookie.
It sounds like it.
Wow. This turned... turn?
Turn? Okay. Wait, I was going to go into a wall. Okay, turn again.
What? Open your eyes,
I can't. He kicked him with his little tiny puppy feet.
Yeah, have some real butter on it.
Oh, that feels great. I see everything! I see colors! Could I not before?
Could you not before?
Wait, is Schindler's List in color or not? Because I can't remember.
And we'll find out on the next Real Butter Buttercast.
Nope, it's in black and white.
Boopish McGiggle.
You read a book.
I wear a hat and pants, but no shirt.
No shirt.
Boopish McGiggle. I put face paint on my body. Sometimes it's a heart, sometimes it's a rainbow. Sometimes it's more closer to the concept we're talking of the day, like abuse. I'm Pippa Smegiggle.
I'm Pippa Smegiggle. I could teach you how to read and I'll retain.
Pippa Smegiggles. My real name is Jeff Tackleberry. I live at 449 in London. What? My wife doesn't talk to me anymore. What are you doing? My kids are not very happy with
me. Wait, why is there two of us?
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Am I listening to voices now? It doesn't matter, because I'm Pippa
Smegiggle. Pippa Smegiggle, teach you how to read and not retain. Just look at the words.
Pippa Smegiggle's PBS every morning.
Don't read the words. Look at the words.
Ask your parents.
Ask your parents.
Ask your parents to read them.
Ask your wife.
All right, now remember, kids, the toy out there we have put out is very dangerous. So ask your parents to read the instructions, because it's, you know...
highly flammable.
Maybe. I didn't read it.
Oh, neither did I. Couldn't retain.
You know why? Because we're Pippa
Smegiggle.
Ha 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 ha